Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Righty.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline, go out to California, Hollywood, talk to Matt Money Smith. You can hear him every day from 3 to 7 on Petrus and Money, and you can hear him calling the play-by-play for the Chargers. Matt, thanks for making some time for us, dude. How you doing?
I'm great, JT. Thanks for having me. Thanks for bringing me on with some Bowie. That's pretty sweet. Good to be here. Looking forward to this game on Sunday.
Yeah, man. It's you got two teams coming off bad losses. Tell us what we need to know about the Chargers' loss to the Giants. Just, I mean, honestly, how surprised were you the way that went down?
Very. Yeah, not going to lie. Very surprised. Just because, you know, this is not a team that plays sloppy football. If there's one thing they do, it's they're buttoned up. You know, last year with the arrival of Coach Harbaugh, you saw those penalties, top five in the league at fewest penalties. You saw the points with Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator, 17.6 per game, best in the league. Their defense rarely got beat. You know, they got kind of spanked. They got spanked by Tampa. But outside of that, they were pretty much the dominant side of the ball on the field, and why the Chargers won 11 games. And in this one, it was just weird. You know, they had six penalties. A couple of them were really bad penalties. They didn't tackle very well, and this is a really good tackling team. They allowed the Giants to convert third down. I think they had 11 rushing first downs. Like, it was just kind of crazy. So that was not ideal. And then the other thing, obviously, is, you know, you only get, I think, 10 snaps out of Joe Alt. And once he left, you just kind of knew, oh, boy, with that front, yeah, this could be a real problem.
How big of a loss was that for him? And is he – they said they haven't ruled him out the game. He may possibly play, it may not. But how good does it look for him to play or not?
Yeah, Brian, he ain't going to play. It's, you know, I think that's just Joe Alt. I mean, the rumor was that he was trying to get back into this game, the Giants game. And they were like, come on, man, that's just Joe. I mean, that's what makes him special, and will make him special. And one of the great offensive linemen by the time his career is done, which obviously is a long ways from now. But, you know, it's a high ankle. I'm just happy that it's not a knee as well. I think there was some concern initially that he might have twisted a little something up top as opposed to just kind of getting rolled up on. So I don't know how they're going to do it. You know, losing Slater in training camp was a huge blow, but they were able to absorb it because not very many teams have two all-pro tackles like the Chargers do. Now that you lose both of your all-pro tackles, you can't really run away from one side, help one side. It's going to be a tough go. Good news that Will Dissly was back out there. He's one of the better blocking tight ends in the league. Tucker Fisk also a pretty darn good blocking tight end, so I think you'll see a lot of 12, a lot of 22 with Scott fullback, with Scott Matlock at fullback. And, you know, they got to run the ball. They ran the ball 12 times with Amari and Hampton, and yet the guy had 130 yards from scrimmage. So I think they've got to figure out how to run the ball and take some pressure off Herbert because, man, he's getting beat up back there these last couple weeks.
Matt, let me ask you this. Like, I've been wondering this even when I played ball. Why are high ankle sprains so much more serious than any other ankle sprain?
Yeah, I think that's just a weird name. You know, I think, look, a sprain is, I think, by no means am I a doctor, but, you know, a sprain is a tear, right? That's what a sprain is. It's just, yeah, what's the grade? Is it, how bad is the tear? So I think, you know, when they say high, it's just, it typically, you know, is, because that's what Herbert had last year in Carolina, and he ended up playing on it. all year, which was crazy. And I think that's why all the people that were trying to take shots at Herbert for his performance last year, it's like, yeah, man, the guy got a high ankle sprain in week two and played through it the entire season, which just speaks to what a psycho he is. And so I think for Joe, and look, it's his inside ankle as well. If he's playing left, it's his right ankle. So, you know, that's where he's going to have to get most of his load. So I think it's one of those where it's probably pain tolerance. At the same time, it's also, you don't want it to be long term and make sure he's right, because this is a team that thinks they're going to be playing in January, you know, in the tournament.
Talking with Matt Smith here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Matt at Matt Money Smith. You can check him out this weekend calling the Chargers-Commanders game. Herbert, through four games, was incredible the first two games, right? Completed more than 70% of his passes, five touchdowns, no picks. Last couple weeks, the yardage is down, the completion percentage is way down, thrown a couple picks, had two picks last week against the Giants. You mentioned all the pressure he's been facing. What's up with Herbert? What does the rebuilt O-line look like this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, JT, it's not a Herbert issue, and by no means am I trying to, you know, cape for Justin Herbert here. I'm just saying, like, you know, that game against the Broncos, it was a 54% pressure rate and 14 quarterback hits. Against the Giants, man, they were just in his lap by the time the ball was even hitting his hands. So it's to your second point, you know, what does that offensive line look like against a pretty darn, you know, they've been dealt this hand where, you know, they got good defensive fronts, man. You know, and Washington is no let up with, you know, Daron Payne and kind of what their endurance and Armstrong, like what they're dealing with is not ideal. So it's going to have to be, I think, a shift in scheme, maybe a shift in offensive philosophy, where those first two games he was protected. You know, he had time, and when he had time, man, he can carve you up. Because he's just got that strong arm. He's incredibly intelligent, so he processes quickly. And this year he's finally got weapons, you know, multiple weapons. And Ladd, Keenan, and Q, the way Q has developed now in this third year to turn into a legitimate, bona fide, you know, number one receiver. So when he doesn't have time, you know, they're not – I think it's going to be a – you got to get man beaters, right? Like, you've got to figure out how to get Keenan the ball quickly, because he is so good off the line of scrimmage. Same with Ladd. So I think that's probably what we're looking at in the passing game. And again, I'm going to just keep hitting this drum, man. Amari Hampton's a good back. He's a really good back. And you've got to figure out a way how to give him more than 12 carries when he's averaging over five per and rips off a 54-yard touchdown run.
How has it been with Harbaugh? I played with his brother, and his brother will play for his brother, and his brother is intense as hell. But Jim is a little out there, so how has that been dealing with him?
Yeah, for me, it's been great. You know, we get along well. He's great to the media team, you know, inside the building, to the digital team, to us, the radio broadcast. But, yeah, man, he's an odd dude, and I think that's – But, you know, I mean, Brian, like, you know this, right? They, what do you always hear about coaches? And, JT, I'm sure you know as well. Like, hey, just be yourself. Like, long as you're you and you make sure that you're you, then you're good. Like, you know, our last coach, I really got along great with Brandon Staley, but I never felt like he was – I was like, I don't know if this guy is who he's, like, presenting to me right now. I just never got that vibe. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, Harbaugh – like, he found out I was a surfer, and he just, like, dug in on stingrays with me for, like, 10 minutes. Like, talk to me about stingrays.
That's awesome. Because
his kid's football team is named the Stingrays. Like, that's just who he is, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that authenticity, and I said this. I said, look, I do believe that coaches have their players' best interests in mind, but I really believe it with Harbaugh. Like, I genuinely believe that he really cares about getting, because I saw it with Puna getting $10 million a year and Christian Fulton getting that. Like, he wasn't like, oh man, I can't believe he lost him. He's like, man, how great is that? This guy came here on a 1 year, $1.5 million deal, and he just took care of his family for the rest of his life, man. Like, he, and I believe that from him, and I think the players believe that, and that's why you see, especially on defense, you know, these guys lay out, man. They rally and tackle. They are physical, and they'll lay down for him, man. It's fun to watch.
Dude, it's interesting. Two things there. I made a point. Now, you obviously have a much closer relationship. You're the play-by-play guy for the team. But just for me, as somebody that's at the combine and owners meetings, I sat in on a number of Brandon Staley availabilities.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At various times in his tenure with the Chargers. And every time it felt like I was hearing from like a consultant that was just like using like the catchiest buzzwords to discuss football. It really felt inauthentic a lot, which is just backing up your assertion. But you mentioned the Chargers defense there, and they are nasty. They haven't given up more than 21 yet this year. Second-ranked defense in the NFL. What are the Chargers doing so well defensively? And what, if anything, that Washington does offensively do you think could present a problem?
Well, I think they do something offensively that presents a big problem, and that's the quarterback run. That has been really the only issue for them this year. They've shut down the running game for running backs. Scataboo definitely got him a little bit last week, but they were able to bottle him up and at least limit the explosives. But it's the quarterback, and it happened against Mahomes. He was the leading rusher in that week one game in Brazil for almost 70 yards. Even Geno got a couple scrambles against him. Bo Nix got after him a little bit in week three, and then, you saw what Jackson Dart was able to do. Even though he couldn't really throw the football, he was still able to gash him by running the football. So that's something they got to figure out. And I think, they lost one of the great edge setters when Khalil Mack got hurt. And I think they're still – and Thule does a heck of a job at it. So does Bud Dupree. That's the thing is – and Brian, I think you know this because you played for John. I think it's very similar to Baltimore is you're not – like they don't have these fly-off-the-edge sack master edge rushers. They want big bodies that can just kind of contain – set the edge, let the rest of the defense make their plays, Deion Henley at linebacker, Derwin James all over the field. And so I think when Khalil went down, they're trying to figure that out. The interior of the line is really good. It's not a lot of names that you'd recognize. It's one-year deals for Deshaun Hand from Miami and Naquan Jones from Arizona, but they're playing great. They drafted, this kid, Jamari Caldwell, in the third round, who's playing exceptional. I mean, he reminds me of Puna. How well he's played through the first four games of his career. And I think Tyrann Tart is going to really get – he's going to end up with like a Puna deal after this year. I don't know how many interior linemen have a better get-off than Tart does. And in his full-time role, he's really shined. So that I think, is sort of the straw that stirs the drink, that interior line. And I think the one issue they may have is trying to replace Khalil – and trying to make sure that Jaden Daniels does not beat him with his legs, which, is a hell of a task to drop on a defense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you wonder if it looks a little different with Jaden coming back from this injury. You know what I mean? That's the one kind of question I would have. Dude, do you have a feel for this game? I don't know that you do predictions or anything, but, like, do you see this shaking out one way or the other?
No, I don't. A lot of times I don't, it's hard for me to get a feel, man. I always feel like the defense is going to keep them in a game. The offensive line, is going to be a serious concern. So the Chargers play close games. It's just what they do, man. There are very few games where they blow out their opponent or their opponent blows them out. So, it's one of the great things, and I don't know how you guys feel about me bringing up a kicker, but it's one of the great things about having Cam Dicker as the most accurate kicker now in NFL history, after he secured his 100th attempt, is he's become a huge part of their success and the ability to bang these things through. I think he's only missed one field goal at SoFi in his career. So you know, I think that's the kind of game it could be, where points are at a premium, defenses are playing really well, and it comes down to not, you know, last week against the Giants, not having 14 penalties for 107 yards, not turning the ball over twice, and giving your defense the task of trying to stop a first and goal from the two and then from the five on you know, separate possessions. So, you know, no turnovers, clean game. Make sure your kicker makes his kicks. I think this is a one-score game, no question about it. And whoever executes better is going to win. But I think it's crazy to predict one of these two teams as, oh, yeah, I could see them winning. I could totally see it going either way.
Hey, man, we really appreciate you making time. I know it's a busy week. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it, guys. Anytime. Happy to be here.
All right, bro. Thanks, dude. That is Money Matt Smith. Give him a follow at Matt Money Smith. Listen to him in L.A. in the afternoons, Petros and Money. He'll be calling the game for the Chargers Radio Network, play-by-play guy. A lot of great info there. What a challenge this is, B. The Chargers' biggest weakness is the quarterback running the ball. Washington has an elite running quarterback, but he's coming off the injury. Mm-hmm. You want to play it smart. That's a tricky situation. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the kickoff. And if your player scores the first or last TD of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-N, for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last TD pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.